Well, good evening, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. This is the radio show where we talk about the Akashic Records and the effect that the Akashic Records can have on your life. And I'm looking at a wonderful moon here in Ohio, and it's got clouds over it, and it almost reminds me of Saturn. And it's like a hazy night. It has a hazy kind of look to it, golden and full. So energies are up. And for those people who are not familiar with the Akashic Records, I encourage you to look at the information that I've put up on the BBS radio website there. Actually, I have to update it. But the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. So today is, actually tomorrow, is Memorial Day, and it is a time that we reflect and honor and remember those who have fought in all the different wars, not just for the United States, but this, I'd like you just to consider that there are galactic wars as well as earthly wars and wars on other planets. And what happens is that when a species decides to fight with another species, it's a matter of the cleansing. And it's also about what's coming forward is a comment that when we fight with someone else, we are truly fighting with ourselves. And so tonight we want to honor those who have gone and given up their lives. And this is not to make light of that choice, but I do believe that when one gives up their life for another, a country, or for whatever reason, it is a choice of the soul. And although we as human beings, some of us have a hard time understanding what that's all about, the idea here is that we all have choices around living, and we also have choices about what our life is going to look like. Many times people will ask, well, when am I going to die? Is that in my Akashic Records? I would never give that information to anyone. That's number one. Even if I had it, it would not be within the realm of the integrity of the work, and at least so far. The idea here is that when someone asks the question, what date am I going to die? That's very fragile information. And when someone suggests that, then the person sometimes goes ahead and tries to fulfill it, even though it may not be their time. But I truly believe that we are on our own timeline. However, knowing that timeline as far as when those dates are set really doesn't serve us. At least that's what I've been told by the master's teachers and loved ones. It's the idea here is that we came to the planet to do our work, to experience what we want to experience or what we have on our agenda, if you will. And when we feel complete, when our soul is complete with the experience, it then moves on to another consciousness. It's not like we leave consciousness. It's just the fact that we change forms. But the reason I want to honor people today is because whenever they make a choice to leave the planet in a way that is violent, it physically hurts. And not to mention it emotionally hurts those around us. And so it's an honoring of all involved, not only for the experience, but for the observation. So that being said, what we're going to talk about tonight is resistance, the law of non-resistance. Now, it's interesting. I got an email about that, and I normally take the clues of what the master's teachers and loved ones would like to talk about based on either what comes forward from them, what I happen to gaze my eyes on, or a book title, whatever. This program is dedicated to you, the listeners, but it's also to further the work of the Akashic Records and to help human beings have an easier time of being human. And I have to say that this past week, it's been a hard time. It's been hard to be human this week. I personally have been going through some of my own, I don't want to call it doubt, but I will tell you that the energies are such that all of a sudden I'm going to speak for myself. I have looked around and seen the various places that I know I'm stuck, and yet sometimes you get so stuck in being stuck, it's hard to get unstuck. And so I came across this email right before the program began, probably 15 minutes before. And it's talking about the law of non-resistance. And it's it's an excerpt from a sermon that was given by a wonderful woman by the name of, I will tell you in a minute, of Alice Brown, Reverend Alice Brown. And she is a reverend at the New Thought Christian Church in East Cleveland. It's called the Living Truth Center for Better Living in East Cleveland, Ohio. Their website is livingtruthcenter.org. But what this says here, what this actually says is, and I'm just going to read a part of it, but it says, when you are non-resistant, nothing can resist you. I want you to really think about that. When you are non-resistant, nothing can resist you, which means that we are open for anything. We're open to being influenced rather than really setting off into our own path. So I want you just to think about that. Let me just go ahead. The master's teachers and loved ones want me to present this to you. So when you are non-resistant, nothing can resist you. That which you resist, resists you. That is the law that really works. Now think about it. Peace begets peace. Disharmony brings disharmony. Becoming non-resistant is not an easy task. However, it will save a lot of energy and allow you to move through life with the ease, grace, and ease and speed of spirit. So I want you to just think about that, because if we look at what we are resisting in our life, if we're putting our energy into resisting what we don't want, for example, then we don't have any energy left for what we do want. And so it's almost like what you focus on comes forward. So we really want to look at that in a way that helps us understand more about what it is we want to bring about in our own lives. So what does that mean? That means that we need to make a list. It's big on lists, because when you write it down, you have a better idea of what you're dealing with. But it's really about taking a look at what you pour your energy into resisting. Like, you're resisting poverty, for example. You're resisting your current job. You're resisting being happy in a relationship. And so that when you resist, you don't have, again, any energy to open your heart and welcome that which may be available to you. So at this point, it's really going to be important for us all to start really looking and becoming vigilantly aware of what we are focusing on in our lives. What are we thinking about most? What are we allowing into our consciousness more than anything? Is it fear? Is it doubt? Is it anger? Is it resistance? Or is it love and peace and gratitude? And again, those sound like being a Pollyanna, being very not realistic, if you will. But the realistic part of that is that no matter what happens in our life, there are things to be grateful for, always things to be grateful for. And no matter what happens in our life, there's always things we can learn about the current situation we're in. And so we really want to take a real look at how we're handling things. Now, if you have a question that you would like to email me today, you can email me and I can answer the questions through the Akashic Records for you. The email to use is info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at AkashicWisdom, just like the show, .com. So again, that's info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at AkashicWisdom.com. And if you're emailing me, please, you know, be so kind as to put your current legal name in there. Whenever I access the Akashic Records, I don't need any other information but your question and your current legal name. But if you'd like to call in, we would love to hear from you. And if you don't want to use your legal name on the air, that's just fine. You can just use your first name and the city where you're calling from. That's just great. And, you know, you can call us toll-free here at BBS Radio at 888-429-5471. And again, it's 888-429-5471, or you can dial direct if you're in another country at 530-763-1574, and our area, our city code, excuse me, our country code is 011. So I would love to get your feedback about resistance, about you're not, many times people are resistant about something and they don't know why they're resistant. And many times the resistance has to do with fear. Fear of not doing a good job, fear of not being liked. That's just a really big general statement, but that's not always the case. But if you are curious about why you're resisting something in your life and you'd like the core issue on it, please either email or call in and let's talk. Let's see how we can help. That's the whole point of this Akashic Wisdom program. I've been doing this for 16 years, the program for about 7 years, and definitely want to see what I can do to help people. The service is what it's all about. We have to be able to give back in service. And so today, that's one of the reasons I do the show the way I do. So that's what I'd like to share with you. There's also a new book out that you might want to look at. It's by an author by the name of Jean Hanner. And her book, in fact, hopefully I'll have her on the show one of these days, is called Your Hidden Symmetry. And the total title is Your Hidden Symmetry, How Your Birth Date Reveals the Plan for Your Life. So if you would like information about what your birth numbers are, and it's not really numerology and it's not really astrology. It's quite interesting. It's based on Chinese energy and Chinese information, And Jean Haner, if you know of her, she also does wonderful things with face reading. So if that's of interest to you, call in and I'll look up your numbers for you and we can have a good time. And you can maybe understand a little bit more about why things are the way they are in your life. That combined with the Akashic Records should be a very interesting read. So give that a shot. Also, I'd like to also mention that a while back I talked about Paul Lloyd Warner and his music for peace. He has beautiful, beautiful music, beautiful CDs. One's called The Circle of Healing. Yeah, another one is American Symphony. And another one is A Symphony for Humanity. And he's offering a 40% discount through Friday, May 31st, for all three of his CDs, only $27 plus shipping and handling. And the music is absolutely beautiful. It's calming. It really helps you transcend wherever you're at now. Listening to his music is very, very healing. It's wonderful music. So if you're interested in knowing more about his music, his website, let me get that for you, and is musicforpeace.com. That's musicforpeace.com. And you can actually listen to the music and learn a little bit more about Paul's work. He's also a friend of mine, but he is an amazing musician, composer, arranger, and he makes it real easy for you to listen to his work. So I encourage you to listen to his work at musicforpeace.com. Okay. All right, so it is now here, 11:17 here in Ohio, and we are talking about resistance. And so I'd love to talk to someone if you're curious about, you don't have to talk about resistance. You can actually talk about anything you'd like to talk about, whatever is on your mind right now. Typically what I like to do with the program is I'll talk a little bit, then I love to get calls, talk a little bit to you, or get your emails, and then we talk a little bit. But I also am very clear that if, in fact, there's folks out there that don't want to call, that's okay. Except this program becomes so much richer when you share your opinion or you ask your questions. So if that's if you feel you could be helped, please give a call or email in. Again, Akashic Wisdom at it's info, info at akashicwisdom.com, or you can call in to the BBS website at 888-429-5471, or you can dial direct at 530-763-1574. So we have an email question here, and the email question is from a lady in Minneapolis, and is asked that her name not be mentioned, and that I certainly don't have to mention your name. I can certainly work with you without mentioning your name. That's just fine. And the issue is that she has recently started a new position, and it's been basically a transfer. And it's a little bit of a long email, so I'm going to try and shorten it up a little bit here. But the essence, the gist is that she is for the first time is encountering a situation where people don't like her, or she has felt that people are not responding to her. I'm trying to paraphrase her words here. So the way she wants to be responded or to. The other thing is that because of the nature of the position, she's being asked to learn new things that at first have come a little difficult for her, and she's feeling her confidence is being shaken. So her question is should she remain at the job, or should she look for something different? Now, we have to understand that the questions that you ask, you can ask your question any way you'd like. But I will tell you that the records will, quote-unquote, never really tell you what to do, but they'll give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decisions. So just give me a minute and let me hear what I'm saying they want me to tell you. So the first thing that's coming forward is that it would be really important to move. Now, this person that's asked the question is an Akashic Records student. So she is somebody that I have worked with. I do classes all over the country, and she's taken the Akashic Records workshop with me, and she also does Akashic Records consultations for other people. But first of all, what's the first thing that's coming forward here for you is that the situations that are being presented to you are clearly are out of your comfort zone, but they're being presented for a reason. It's going to be really important that you take a look at how you have moved into a position and have taken for granted that you know, you'll excuse this, but that you know everything there is to know, and no one can teach you. And that is what you're learning here. And even though you act like you're willing to learn, you're holding judgment around a number of different things here. And you're holding judgment about how you've been trained. You're holding judgment about how you think things should be done. You're holding judgment around some of the people you have to work with, people that you're supervising. So you're holding a lot of judgment, and the judgment needs to go. Because as long as you hold the judgment, judgment is going to be held up for you. It's almost like what we were talking about earlier. It's what you resist comes forward. So, like it's the old saying, what you resist persists. So as long as you resist or hold on to the judgment, if you will, the judgment is what's going to continue to be around you. So, they're showing me a big stop sign. So, you have to really move into your own beingness and ask how you truly want this job to be. You may be surprised to find that you don't want the job at all, but you're dealing with a fear that you have to have the job. And so what we would like to suggest to you is that it's always important to do the best you can with what you have. It's always important to get very clear about what you want and who you are. And at the same time, it's going to be really important that you move into a place of peace for yourself in what you truly want from your life. Now, this new position may not be the exact position you want. So you can start putting resumes out if you want to. Oh, you're holding a belief around you. What the master's teachers and loved ones would like to suggest to you is that you're a very competent person, and that putting out resumes will just bring you people who are interested in you, and If you get a better offer, great. If not, you're going to continue with this job. It's always best to look for a job when you already have one. So just relax on that part. But it would be important for you to put you have to put yourself out there to see what else is out there, okay? And that would be really important. So do try to do that. It's really going to be important for you to also get clear or look at the possibility that you are being shown something that's very important for your future. It's very important that you understand that not everyone has to like you, and that's number one. Number two, again, that they're asking you to go back to the judgment. You've got to get to a space of non-judgment so that you can neutralize your environment around you. But the other piece here has to do with you being aware of possibly that you are managing in a way that is old school. That's what they're saying, old school management. And that it would be important for you to look and start reading new management books about how to handle people. Clearly, there's a different mindset now. You haven't told me how old you are, but there's what I'm hearing is that it's really about more of a communicative style rather than a do as I say. So I hope that's helpful. And if not, please email back. But it's going to be very important for you to open your records, ask what lessons what was the purpose of bringing forth these challenges into your life right now. And the other piece that you may really, really be important for you is that you have to learn, and this is coming forth very strongly, that when one door closes, another one opens. So we're encouraging you not to be afraid, not to be filled with anxiety, and to know that you do the best you can with what you have, and know that you'll always be loved and cared for in the universe. And hopefully that will help you. And again, if not, please email me another question or call. That'd be great. Call us. And for those people out there that are listening, if that somehow helped you, if there was something within that question or the answer that helped you, please do call in. Maybe there's a situation that you're having that you're saying, why is this happening to me? Why did I create this? Because, you know, there's nothing in our lives, truly there's nothing in our lives that we don't create. I mean, I know that's hard, you know, it's like, why would I do that? Well, the only way to answer that question is for me to open your records and tell you what your soul's intention is around it, number one. Number two, you can also go into your own silence and start journaling. And journaling your answers and really having a conversation with yourself, and then have a conversation with the situation. Not so much the people in the situation. We're talking about a meditative conversation, so that you are talking to the experience, if you will. So, for example, let's take what this young lady was just talking about. So the question may be, so what was the purpose, or what is the purpose for me to be experiencing people not liking me? What was my soul's intention around that? And get the answer. Write it down. And so you can ask your inner being just about anything. And so a lot of times people will say, well, I don't get anything. I don't hear anything. Well, I want you to just expand your awareness a bit. And instead of just saying, I'm not hearing anything, I want you to notice how you're feeling. And when you notice how you feel, that's when you want to be able to write down how you feel. Because writing down your feelings gets your juices flowing, and many times you'll start receiving information in a variety of different ways, not just one way. So, I hope that's helpful. I hope it's helpful. I'd like to talk a little bit now about your own spiritual growth as far as friends are concerned and groups. If, in fact, you are feeling very alone in your spirituality and it feels like there's nobody out there that thinks the way you do or shares your viewpoint, I would strongly suggest you go up on meetup.com. That's M-E-E-T-U-P, meetup.com. Put in all your interests and put your zip code in and see what pops up. And then take the plunge to go to a few events to see if there are other like-minded people out there. Now, you might not hit the jackpot the first time. There may, you know, you have to go a few times. You have to go to more than one meetup. And take a look and see, there might be some people that you can connect with, that you're going to feel more at home with, that you can start feeling good about going to the meetings or talking or participating. So I want you to just reach out outside of yourself. That's really going to be important in these upcoming times, to reach outside of yourself and to feel good about connecting with other like-minded people. So, it is now 11:32. I have delivered my message for the night, but it can be expanded by your calls or emails. So if there's another question that you might have or another bit of information, please do call or email. Because in about 5 minutes, if I don't hear from anyone, I'm going to assume that you've gotten what you needed, and we're just going to end the show. I will stay on the phone and stay on the show as long as you need me. But if you've gotten what you needed and you don't need any more, I can go ahead and move on too. So just have to let me know what it is you want. Now, interestingly enough, this book by Jean Hainer, was published by Hay House, as a matter of fact. And there are 81 different combinations to the hidden personal symmetry. So, and there are three numbers. It's very fascinating. And each year, if you will, has its own number. And she works with a thing called a 9-star key chart. That's N-I-N-E-S-T-A-R-K-I chart. And so that's kind of interesting. And it'll tell you that if you were born between February 4th and March 5th, that you were born in a 9-year. Or it could, let's see, it actually goes, well, I guess it's 1 to 9 years. There you go. Very interesting. Let's take a look at the 2013 for any babies that are born. How about that? Let's see. Okay, so 2013. So anyone that is born in the year 2013, they're in a 5-year, even though they were just born, it's a 5-year. And in 2014, they'll be in a 4-year. So, in fact, people who are would be considered in their 5 year would people be people that are born anytime between 1905 or 1914, 1923, 1932, 41, 50, 1959, 1968, 1977, 1986, 1995, 2004, 2013, and it goes a couple beyond that. So if you were born in any of those years, you are now in a 5 year. And let's take a look at what Jean has to say about a 5 year. But I really don't want to read from a book. I'd really like you to give a call and we can look it up and we can go from there. Let's see here. And what's interesting about this is that when you combine this information with the Akashic Records, it gives you even more in-depth information than before. So I think that should be fascinating for some people if you would like to know more about it. So let's see here. All right, so 5 year, coming to that. If I can find it, we'll be all set. I hate this dead air. Anyway, I actually took her class on face reading. I found it fascinating. That's the other thing is there's a lot of subtleties to the way your face is. You know, your face is actually like the map of your soul as well. It's on your, it's on the outside, and I think that's very, very interesting. Anyway, here you go. 5 year, Eye of the Hurricane. There we go. If you were in a 5 year, it says fasten your seatbelt. The 5 year is an intense one, and it can be quite a roller coaster ride. Wonderful opportunities may fall into your lap, and a lot happens overall. So that's very interesting. So you should, that's the way that starts out. So if that's of interest to you, you should get the book. And we have a caller. Hello, caller. This is Donna. How can I help you?
Hi, Donna. Debbie, how are you?
Good, Debbie. How can we help you tonight?
I was wondering what number the year 1953 is.
Okay, let's take a look. Let's take a look here. And, you know, if you give me your birth date, I can actually give you what your numbers are here. Let's see. 1953.
Yeah, July 14th.
July 14th, did you say?
Yes.
1953. Let me just take a look and see how they... This is fascinating to me. I love astrology, but I've never had the patience to really study, I mean, really be an astrologer. So let me just... Okay, so 1953 is a 2 year. Okay, it's a number 2, and you were born in July. And so let me see here. So your three numbers are 2, 6, 1. Okay.
Okay.
And so, all right, so, we'll just find, you want me to, I'll just tell you what your first numbers are here. This should be interesting.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I just consider this lots of fun, and I think that she's a great lady, and if I can promote somebody in their stuff, that'd be great. So let me just, went too far. All right. So how have you been? How are you? Good? I'm glad you're able to hear me this week.
Yeah. I still haven't figured out what happened, but...
I have no idea. Those things happen. Okay, first number, 2. The first number in East, because yours is 261, right? Wasn't it?
Yes.
261. All right. So your first number is 2, and that it stands for the mother. So it says your sweet generosity of spirit is one of your greatest strengths, and you're exceptionally kind and thoughtful in dealing with others. Like the archetypical mother whose first thought is always about taking care of her family, your attention will be directed toward how you can help someone else. People may keep turning to you for support or advice because they sense you're sincere and have a caring nature, and because they know you, they can depend on you.
Well,
that's also
me.
Saying that. Is that true?
Yes. And I'm a great mother to my dogs.
Well, that's good. Well, it says also that you're very responsible. And the challenge in that is that the responsibility can sometimes turn into the weight of feeling obligated, which can be a problem. So if somebody asks you to do something you don't have time for, there's a chance you'll feel too guilty to say no, and you'll do it even if it inconveniences you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, exactly.
Yep, and it's also saying that twos have boundary issues. You can have always working, never taking time for yourself, or being so directed in their lives at the extreme that they can lose all sense of themselves. Twos are peacemakers.
Right on the nail.
it's very accurate. It's very interesting. Twos are also peacemakers. They're upset by conflict. I know that's for you. And will set their needs aside to offer compromises or to try to placate everyone just to keep the peace. And they're incredibly patient and loyal, but if things go wrong, a two can be a doormat in a relationship or stay far beyond the time anyone else would have left.
Wow.
Does that sound also correct?
It's amazing.
Yeah, isn't it? It's a,
what's the name of her book again?
Yeah. It's Your Hidden Symmetry, SYMMETRY, and how your birth date reveals the plan for your life. And her last name is Jean, Gean, and her last name is Haner, Haner. So.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, get it.
I can't believe how accurate it is.
It's very accurate. It's very interesting,
yeah.
And so that's what's going on here. We got another question and an email. Did that help you?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for being such a loyal listener. I appreciate your time.
Okay. Have a good night. Bye bye.
You too, honey. Thank you. Bye bye. Okay, so we've got an email question from JoJo. Thank you. And his question is, in the spirit of non-resistance, should we just let everything happen through us, say yes to everything, or is there a wiser way to go about this? Well, okay, so let me just wait for the records to answer on this one, because that's very interesting. What they're talking about with the non-resistance is, it's not about allowing everything to happen through you without control. That's maybe the wrong. What they're saying is that if you resist not having money, you're going to hold the belief system or the energy because you're resisting it. You're asking, you're focusing on the lack rather than the abundance. So what you resist, what they say, persists. And so it's not about allowing everything to happen through you, but to take a really important observational look at what's going on to see how you choose to react to it. The wiser way is not to immediately either allow or disallow or resist. It's about looking at it from a higher level to help you understand, A, what the situation is bringing to you, what you can get out of it as far as knowledge or wisdom, and then how you can neutralize it so it no longer affects you, so that you no longer have to quote-unquote resist it. So it's really about looking at the various situations in your life to see how your responses have impacted not only your life but other people's lives. And that's what the thing is about resistance. It's I'm waiting for them to give me an example. So I'm laughing because of what they, if you're constantly focused about on the fact that you have no money, or that you can't, when you want to buy something, you tell yourself you can't afford it, and you're resisting, and you're angry about not being able to afford it, you're resisting it. Better to consider. Becoming realistic about what you can afford and can't afford, deciding to be grateful and move into gratitude for what you have, and if something shows up that you want, make a decision to either save for it and say, that is something I really want to work toward, and I'm willing to receive it whenever it comes to me. Rather than focusing on, oh, I don't have the money for it, I can never get that. That would not be, that's the resistance we're talking about. I hope that made a little bit more clear. So, ladies and gentlemen, the person that emailed this question, his name is Jojo Shakian, and he has a beautiful website called Shakian Photo. It's Shaiken Photo, Photo.com. Really got to see some of his beautiful things, and I'm not going to really talk about this in detail, but if all things work out, Jojo and I are going to partner on a very important project, and I'm really excited about it. So thanks for emailing that question, and I hope that helped you. Email back if it did. That'd be great. By the way, you can also take art classes on occasion from Jojo, not art as far as painting is concerned, art as far as photography is concerned. He does have photography classes. He lives in California. So if that's of interest to you, please check it out. Check him out, that's for sure. Also remember Paul Lloyd Warner's music. And, yeah, that sounds great. So anyway, well, it is 11:48. We've had a great show, and unless somebody emails me or calls in very quickly, I'm about to say goodnight. I love talking to you. Today is, again, tomorrow's Memorial Day. My son was actually born on May 31st, and he was born on Memorial Day, but there can't be a more Memorial Day that goes by that I don't think about my oldest child and his Memorial Day birthday, because it was truly... He was my firstborn, and it was a memorial and a memorable day. And Memorial Day can't come by unless I think about my oldest son. And just from privacy, I'm just going to not mention names, but he knows who he is, and that's what's important. So, well, ladies and gentlemen, it's 11:49 on this beautiful Memorial Day Eve. And I hope you have a wonderful day tomorrow. Please be grateful for all that you have, all that you don't have, and all that you are yet to have. That's really important, because when we go deep into gratitude, we find peace. And so again, I want to thank you for listening. I hope you have a great, rest of the weekend. And I hope you have a miracle-filled week. And I will be back here next Sunday talking to you about the Akashic Records and all that is beautiful in the Akashic Records. Please feel free to email me your questions during the week. You can email at info@akashicwisdom.com, or you can call me personally for a consultation at 216-691-1233, or you can call into the BBS website next time. All right. Well, I want to thank you again for listening, and so I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records for the Akashic Wisdom Show on May 26, 2013, by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen. Thank you, everybody. It's been a pleasure, and have a great, great week. Bye-bye.